We are learning Daf Lamed Amud Aleph in Masechtas Nida, and we are starting beginning of the Amud. But before we start, just to give a quick recap, the Gemara said before, Brisa, I'm talking about a Isha here who came, and we don't know what happened before. We know she was Mubaris before. We don't know what happened, when she had the baby, if she had a baby. And it says the first 3 weeks she came, she was completely tar. She made bedikas every day, she was tar. And after that, the next 10 weeks, it was 1 week tameh and 1 week tar. That means the fourth week was tameh, the fifth week was tar. You know, and so on and so forth. Sixth week was tameh, seventh week was tar. And it says that the only time she's mutta batashmish is the night before the 35th day. That's the only time she's mutta batashmish. And the Gemara explains the reason why. Because all the in the other weeks, we're always worried that she's a zava. And if she's a zava, so then she's not mutta till the last day. And it's usher, the last day of Shivan Akiyim, it's usher l'shamish by day, because she might see dam and be oikel l'mafreya. And therefore, you have to wait till the night. And by the night already, she's tamei again. So therefore, all those weeks are not negeya. It's only negeya, the end of the fifth week, that's what's negeya. Because the fourth week, she's for sure not a zava that week, since she was tara 3 weeks before, she's for sure not a zava that week. At worst, she's a nida. So if she's a nida the last day of the fourth week, which is the 28th day, so by the after the 34th day, the 35th day, she will be mutter already. So the night before the 35th day, she's allowed to be mishamish. Now it said that Beis Shammai says there are 95 tefillos. 95 tefillos. So I was trying to figure out what's behind the 95 tefillos. So he already explained 35 of them. It means the first 3 weeks, there are 35 tefillos. So the first week, there's a tefillah every night, because maybe she's finishing her the week of Yoledes of a Zachar. So she's tevil every night. The second week, she might be finished the Tumas Yoledes, and she's in the middle of Shiva Nikiyim now. So if she's in the middle of Shiva Nikiyim now, so she has to be tevil every day as the Chashash Zava, and every night, maybe she's finishing her week of Nekeva, of Tumas Leda of Nekeva. So already you have twice a day in the second week. In the third week, also you have twice a day. You have once by day because of Zava, and once a night because Beis Shammai holds that Tevelas Yom Aruch, that even she's tevil for Leda, but at the end of the Yemei Tayar, she has to be tevil again. And here, maybe it's the end of the Yemei Tayar now. This week is now the end of the Yemei Tayar. So let's see the Gemara. That's 35 tefillos. Why? Because it's 2 weeks of two apiece. It's 14 plus 14 is 28. And the first week was 7 is 35. Where do you get to 95? That's the question. So let's figure out. She's been tayar every night for Tevelas Yom Aruch. Right? Because maybe it's the end of the Yemei Tayar. What's the limit the Yemei Tayar go to? We know she didn't have a baby after she came here. So now, the limit is 80 days after she comes here, that's the limit how she has to title. The first 35 days were taken already. The first 3 weeks, which is 21 days, we already said what the tefillos were. 35 tefillos were 21 days. How many days are left to go until the for sure end of Yemei Tayar? So 80 minus 21 is 59. So it's 59 plus, for 59 tefillos, every night you make a tefillos. 59 plus 35 is how much? 94. But it's not 95. So let's see the Gemara. Mechti, Yemei Tahara Kama Hava. How many days are Yemei Tahara V'Isha? Shisa V'Shisa, 66. So let's say the first 2 weeks she was Tumas Leda. That's 2 weeks. That's good. After that, 66 more days. Dal Shavua Gimel. Take away the third week, which we already said you table twice a day. Dal Tfilinu. We said why you table. Pashula, you left with Shisim Nechi Chadi. You left with 60 minus 1, which is 59. Frating Marakash, I said, then you travel every night because Tevelas Yom Aruch. The Mara asked, Shisim Nechi Chada, Tlasim Vehei, Tishim Vedalad. If you count 59 plus 35, is 94. Tishim Vedalad Havian, it's 94. Tishim Vechamash Ma'ai Vedatai. Why does Beis Shammai say 95? Where does 95 come from? The Mara answers, I'm Rav Difti, I'm Rav Yerim Yerim Difti, going to Baal Sofneinu Ben Ashmasha. You know what the case was? She came the night before the 3 weeks. She came that night. That night, you also have to be table. And you add an extra tefillah right there, because maybe that's the end of her Yemei Leda. The night she came. She came at night. She came Ben Hashmashos. You have another tefillah the night you come. She came, Shkia time the night before. So she has to be table that night, because maybe right now is ending her Yemei Leda, her first week of Zachar, second week of Nekeva. We don't know when she had the baby. So therefore, we have another tefillah. That makes it 95. So that's very good, Beshami. And the main point of Beshami is that tefillah b'zman mitzvah, again, it's only been Meshamish one night out of the whole, or out of all these 80 days. So really, the tefillah is not making a mutter to the husband. But still, Beshami holds that when you have a chiyuv tefillah, it's a mitzvah do right away in the zman. And therefore, you type by day, by night, why keep on doing all these tefillahs? Tarot says tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Now, Beis Hillel also holds tefillah b'zman mitzvah. And Beis Hillel still only says 35 tefillahs. What's Shad in Beis Hillel? So first of all, Beis Hillel demeres, Tvelas Yoim Aruch, Loi Boy Tefillah. So he still doesn't hold that you have to be Tevil. After your Tevil, let's say for a regular Isha, she has an Akeva, she's Tomei for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, she goes to the Mikvah. Now starts Dimei Tayar. When you finish Dimei Tayar 66 days, which means it comes to 80 days, when she brings a carbon, she does not have to go to the Mikvah. There's no Din Tvelas Yoim Aruch. So that means we're not worried about the Tevilah after Dimei Tayar for Beis Hillel. Okay, but now where do you get 35 from? Because remember, we said the third week of the 21, you know, the third week, she's tovel at by day because of Zava, and at night for Tevelas Yom Aruch. So according to Beis Hillel, you should only have 28, really. That's all you should have. Because he doesn't hold Tevelas Yom Aruch. So Beis Hillel, Damri Tevelas Yom Aruch, Lebay Tvila, Lamed Hei Maya Vidatayu. Where would he get 35 from? Esmet Tamana. Esmet Tamya Kedamaron. So the Gemara says it should be enough. 28 Esmin Tamya should be enough. Kedamaron, you know, 28 should be enough, right? Because we said that the first week she's tovel every night because of maybe the end of the latest of a zachar. The second week she's tovel every night because the latest on the keva, and by day because maybe she's a zavos and she finished the latest of the zachar, she could do now the take care of her zavos now. And the third week is also a chash zava, but at night we only said tevelas yom aruch. But it still doesn't hold that. Zok to Gemara, pshat is like this: Hach shvua hey on the fifth week, mitvelina kol laila v'laila, ema soif nidahi. Beis Hillel has the next seven tefillas, the fifth week. On the fifth week, she's tevel every single night. Because maybe that's the end of her nidus. How could be the end of her nidus? Because on the fourth week, she was telling me, she saw Dam every day. We don't know what days Yimei Tayar, what days not Yimei Tayar. So it could be the first, you know, few days of the fourth week was Yimei Tayar, and only starts Nida the next day. So then 7 days later, you have to be Tayvel. So every day of the fifth week, you have to be Tayvel. Maybe that's the end of her Yimei Nida. Yimei Nida, again, means Isha in a regular cycle sees Dam, she's telling me 7 days automatically. Automatically, she doesn't see Dam. So we don't know which she saw every day of those 20, she saw 21, 22, 23, 24, really it's 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. That's when she saw Dam every day. We're not sure which Dam is made Tayar, because maybe the made Tayar ended in the middle of that week. So we don't know when it ends. And therefore the whole fifth week she has to travel every night out to Yemei Nida. Okay, so we explain about Beis Hillel now. We explain Beis Hillel how you have 35. We'll see. The Gemara is going to ask, at least according to there could be another kasha. The why all the weeks should be tevel for Meinida. The rest of the weeks, we'll see. We'll handle that kasha in a second. So the Gemara, Yud Shvuim Lamali. Why do you have to have 10 weeks? Why do you have to have 10 weeks to have this whole spiel over here with Beishami and Basil? So you have, you know, you had 3 weeks of the 35 tefillos, and then you had another 59 days. So altogether, how many days? 80 days. How many weeks is 80 days altogether? It's around 11. Why? Because 7 times, it's a little more 11. 7 times 11 is 77. And it goes into the 12th week. It's 11 and a half weeks. The Gemara gave a case of 13 full weeks. What do you need 13 full weeks for? The Gemara said 3 weeks tar, then it said tamay tar. What do you need so much? The Gemara asks, Yuchu, normally, why need 10 weeks of, you know, the pattern? Why need those 10 weeks? But Tamnaya Palgasagi, 8 and a half is enough. 8 and a half plus 3 is 11 and a half. So it's more, I did Tani Palgadashua Masiklai. Since it said already a half a week of Tomas, it said, let's finish it off. And since we had a pattern, Tomei Tar, so I did Tani Shua Tomei, Tarnami Shua Tar. But Ainan Achanami, it's Lav Dafka. The last week and a half is Lav Dafka for this Cheshvin. Reading more Akasha, this is Akasha on Beis Hillel. Vayika tefilas zava. And the kasha is, the Beis Hillel is, that L'chaira, there's Tefillah Zava that were worried that maybe she became a Zava in the week. And we said that there's a Tevil every day. This kasha really a Mishami also. Not only a Beis Hillel, but this could be kasha a Mishami also, but Mishami anyway, we mean Tevil. So this kasha is that what happened to the Tevila when all the weeks of Tamei, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe she became a Zava that week that she was Tamei. Maybe that was a Zava. Because the last one was in Meinida, and you know the fourth week was Meinida, so maybe this is May Zava. So then the whole week, that week, the last day of every week is the end of Shiva Nikim, and she has to be Tevila out Zavas. So why, look, it's a kasha, but still it should be more than 35, and maybe even Beis Shammai could be a kasha, that what happened to the Tevila of the last day. That's the Gemara's kasha. Look, the Gemara answers on this. This on Beis Hillel, Teretz Beis Hillel, the Fnei Tashas Kachashav, Lach Tashas Kachashav. The way you answer Beis Hillel is like this. Everyone got the kasha, right? Beis Hillel is 35 days. Gemara is more Tevilas. Because you worry about Shiva Nikim, last day of Shiva Nikim. So always last day of Shiva Nikim is a Chi of Tevila. So it's again the end of the sixth week, the end of the eighth week, and so on and so forth. You know, or if you took at the pattern of the tens, it's not the second week, it's only the fourth week and on, because the second week can't be a Zava, because she was 3 weeks Tara before that. So, but that's the question, there's much more Tevilas. The more answer is that Basil wasn't counting Tevilas that after Tashmish. When was Tashmish? The night before the 35th day. So anytime after that, when that's the Tefillah Zava, we don't count. That's good, Beis Hillel. What's Beis Shammai? Well, Beis Shammai, the Chosh of Lachatashvish, Beis Shammai does count Lachatashvish. He counts all the Tefillahs Yom Aruch, right? Tefillahs Yom Aruch. So he counts Tefillahs Lachatashvish. So what's Pshat in him? Why we don't count this Tefillah? Next, we're talking Tefillah Zava. Beleida Kamairi, Beziva Loi Kamairi. We're only talking about Tumas that come from Leida and not from Ziva. By the way, I just want to speak out that you could have asked them, Beis Hillel, even a better kasha, that all those weeks, they have to travel every single day, because maybe that's the end of her zivas. Maybe it's the end of her zivas. End of her nida. Maybe it's the end of her nida. All those weeks could have been traveled. Maybe it's the end of her nida, all those weeks, those tar weeks. So Taisa says there is a girsa like that, that is the Gemara's kasha before. And the Gemara answers, no, we're not counting any tefilos of Achatashmish. So you have the same tarots anyway. But Beis Hillel could have asked even a better kasha. Look at Taisa Vahaika that speaks about that. The Gemara asked, Beis Shammai does count tefillahs of Tashmish, so why don't you count the tefillahs of the Zava? Beis Shammai the Choshev Lach Tashmish, next time the tefillahs of Zava. So the Gemara, Beleida Kamairi, Beziva Loi Kamairi. We're talking about Tumah, it comes from Leida, not from Ziva. Right, the Gemara, the whole third week, we said it was a Shaila of Zayiv. Vika led us with Zayiv. So the Gemara, you led us with Zayiv Kachoshev. That Zava came before the Leida, so it's together with the Leida, that we count. Ziva greatest like Choshev, a new Ziva is that we're not counting, that Beis Shammai is not talking about. Break the Gemara, Kasha, Shwasa Kama, the Asi Lekamei, Lekamon, Litla B'Yoyma. Even the first week, you should be tevil every day. Why? Dilma Kol Yoyma B'Yoyma, Shalimu Luise Purim Day. Maybe the first week, really, her Tumas Leida ended before she came, and this week is the she's tired every day this week, right? The first week she came. Maybe that week is the Shiva Nikim for Zava. So tomorrow, no, you can't. You can't. You know why? Because you need all 7 days of Bedikas. And you only have, you only came in front of us now. And we don't know if every day was clean. We need counted in front of us. Every day counted. The Gemara's kasha is that at the end of this week, then you could be Tevil Shiva Nikim. Why? Because every day you have a bdika of the first week, and then the seventh day, that could be the last day of Shiva Nikim. Why aren't you Tevil by day on the first week? So you have another Tevil. It should be 96 according to Beis Shammai and 36 according to Beis Hillel. So Gemara answers. When there's one Tevil in the week, we're not worried about that. That one Tevil we're not counting. And Rashi speaks out, that's why in Beis Hillel, we don't ask that there should be a 36th tefillah, because we said it in Beis Shammai, the reason we got the 95 was that the first night she comes, she's tevil. We didn't count that tefillah Beis Hillel. So Rashi, same bar, because chod of a shuah like a mairi. So tomorrow, yoyim ekama da'as le'kama on le'tefillah, marzru kasha, the first day she comes in front of us, she should be toivel, even though she can't be toivel as the zivak in yeshiva nekiyim. But something called shemeres yom kneged yom, that in the yud alaf yom bein nida l'nida, there's a, if she sees dam, she makes a bdika one day and she's toivel. Called shemeres yom kneged yom. So the first day she be toivel for that. Duma shemeres yom kneged yom he. Zogdem v'zava gdele kamari. I'm talking about zava gdele, which means a zava who needs shiva nekiyim, and not a zava katana, which only needs shemeres yom kneged yom. But zava katana loy kamari. At Khan, this brisa with the cheshbonis, I think it was very clear. Hope everyone got it. That there's 95 tefillos, and if you is this many tefillos, and we'll see in a second. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's only one tefillah because he holds there's no tefillos about a mitzvah. The only tefillah one is the geir. That's all. But zok the gemara shvamina klas. You see from this gemara three things. Shvamina Rabbi Kiv hidam binas furim fenenu. You see, you have to have all shivan akim in front of you, and that's why you're not tefillah the first week every day, because maybe it's the end of shivan akim. Tari says you need shivan akim in front of you, all dikas every day. We also learned from this whole braisa that it's oslo shamish on the last day of shiva nekiyim, even though she's tar already, because you might see dam and then be oikelim afreya. You see, it's a mitzvah to be toivel b'zmano, even though she's not becoming with the husband. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, my dial tefillah b'achreina. It's enough one tefillah. It's enough one tefillah at the end, and actually one tefillah also for the tashmish. That's enough. You don't need more than that, because he's not a hold of tefillah bezmana mitzvah.